families, et cetera. We envision a variety of being able to expand children's programs. Our initial building will be primarily library. What we want to do then in phase two, as money builds up, is include meeting rooms. So we have community meeting rooms of a variety of types that meets the needs of the community. There's a huge demand for that. Unless you've basically gotten in with a church, there are no places for not-for-profits to hold a meeting if they don't have a large gathering space. So we see the library functioning in that on down the road, too.
So to answer more specifically your question is we're looking at more of a phased rollout of an expanded library services. So obviously that's the initial dollar amount, right, the range for phase one of our plan. We're looking at a three-phased plan for building out this library building so that way we can be we can put the dollars to use and the citizens see something as quickly as possible, right, for their money to work for them with expanded services. One of the things that is super important is one thing that we definitely know has happened is a massive increase of inflation. Adding staffing has been a very competitive game. Myself being in business as well, you know, it's just across the board in regard to attracting talent, retaining talent, and being able to provide the amount of benefits for those. We'll be expanding our staffing to be able to not only do what we want to do from a services and professional services standpoint for our community, but to be able to do it well. That's one thing that I'm not a proponent of is doing something that isn't done well. The other thing, too, in addition to those phased, like we're talking about, plans of expansion, is that we have to be able to also keep what we have up. That's one thing that we evaluate and we see across the board, is a lot of great initiatives start well, but they don't continue well. And that's one thing we want to do for our community is not only to provide a place for this expanded, you know, expanded programs and services in an amazing building for those to be able to take place and the community can come and be a part of, but we want to be able to keep it up in maintenances and, you know, we're looking at a renovation cycle of probably about 10 years to keep that renovated and relevant. And obviously the digital market space is very expensive as well to provide digital electronic mediums to deliver library services through those as well. Those are pretty expensive as well. So to be able to provide all of those services, the money will be identified in the budget as to categorical, like where those allocations would be and how that will be used. And that will be very clear to the people.
What we hope will happen with this library that serves the Branson Hollister School District taxpayers and will have to be charged for people who are not paying for the tax is that another adjoining school district area, such as Forsyth, will say, this is so great, just like Branson did with OTC. We need to be a part of this. Instead of having people pay for the card, we need to pass a tax so that we can access these free services. So in the future, down the road, perhaps that will happen as various areas grow.
If that were to happen, it would increase the revenue great more than what you have projected on this.
Well, but the primary tax collected, the majority of tax collected in Taney County are in those two school districts. We have not looked to see, for example, what Forsyth is. But if, for example, Forsyth came on board, I would think that we would think about building a small branch library over there that would be accessible for those people who live on the eastern, more on the eastern side.
That being a future discussion, obviously, we're here as public servants, right, to serve our community. And I think that's the clear. I mean, you guys appointed us, right, you guys entrusted us to be able to survey, collect all that information and to present it to the citizens so they can make a well-informed decision either way as to what direction, you know, that they want this to go. Our goal is to always, to, you know, from a servant's heart standpoint of how do we know personal agendas involved? How do we best serve the community and help with literacy? And, I mean, that's just such a huge issue. As technology is evolving, literacy is a struggle even more because these kids do go to the technology and they're allowing it to do a lot for themselves that they should be doing themselves. And I think that's where this has such a huge importance in the community, is to reading is very relevant and reinforcing that and bringing kids to a place where they can be educated. Now, it's children focused, right? But there's families in that, businesses, meeting spaces. Like, I mean, it's like we're beating a dead horse. We say the same things every week
right.
We get here. But I think it's just important that you brought us to the table because no personal agendas absolutely should be, you know, involved in this. We want to make this very much community driven and for them to be able to make the decision that they need to make. And the campaign committee is getting ready to meet and start putting stuff together for the campaign coming up. Us as a public library entity, we get to observe and watch, but our job is just to collect the facts and say, this is what happens when, if this passes, and then if it does not, these are the ramifications of that as well. And so, you know, our biggest thing is obviously the ballot language, working to get that approved. And you mentioned the 22nd, so would there be potential that we can get that? I mean, it would be nice. I mean, it seems like he's responding to things much sooner. I just saw what earlier he approved something or wrote something on May 5th. To you all as well. I don't know how
that's
works.
That's when he wrote it. He may have got it in the middle of April.
So just how does that educate me on how that process actually works? Because I'm very process-driven as a business owner. Like, how does that, is there like a workflow that he works through, like a prioritization, like, hey, this is the most important, we need this taken care of as soon as possible. How do those things process through on the county attorney side?
Sure. So, I mean, we have a legal assistant, Nikki. I was hoping she was down here. That's what I was looking for. But she gets the stuff, and then there are certain things that have timelines on them.
Okay.
And so there is prioritization to that. But I make mention in there those letters of review. That is the day in which he writes the letter of review. He may have had it for a month. That is the day in which he says, this is finalized. I have reviewed it to this point, and I finalize as of May 5th.
Okay.
So.
That makes sense.
There is a timeline, and yes, there is prioritization as far as some of the documents we have, because some of it is very time sensitive.
Absolutely.
In some of it, and I understand this is too.
Yeah.
And we are working diligently to try to make this work it through for you. And
we
see
that very much.
He is not just Taney County's attorney.
Sure.
He's the Missouri Association of Counties attorneys for.
He's
the
busy.
Tony. And then yes. He. Private attorney organization. He has other account clients. And it is up to when there's deadlines, then like a commissioner said that he's given those deadlines when we have to have it back to fulfill. Like there's one that bids go out that we have to have a call in on Friday because we didn't get all that information then. It's got to be done Friday because on Saturday, it's no longer available. The price changes.
Kind of similar to what we saw earlier. That was something that had to get kind of appointed from a time standpoint because of the time. That's just how the process is.
It is.
Yeah.
And this was given as, and I thought it'd probably be today, but the attorney was on vacation last week, and so he has told Nikki that it will be available next, the 22nd, correct?
I just spoke with Mr. Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nikki Lawrence, our legal assistant.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And and he is willing to do an initial consideration of the library tax for next Monday.
Okay. That would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, we're working diligently. I was running this morning trying to get it moved this morning, but
I've been missing calls back and forth this morning. I told him I'd like to have it before 8:30 when we come, and he had many calls to return.
Well, there. It's looking like hopefully next Monday. So that we've been waiting on that phone call. Like I said, I was in and out two or three times trying to get with Miss Sheila and get with him. So
one of our things is let me first of all say.
A library tax is something that is available to everybody. I mean, the library itself. Unlike as you go through the various taxes that people have passed in the back in before, how many people who passed the OTC tax actually went to OTC or had kids? Lots more people voted for it because they saw it was a value to the community. Same thing with the handicap tax. Same thing with the senior tax. You are in a niche there that you're the only people who can use that. With a library, it's open to everybody to be able to use, and it serves all the way from, they even have babies who show up for reading milk and cookies with their old brothers and sisters. So we see the library tax as not being on the shoulders of people, not being a burden to people, but another good thing about living in Taney County is having a great library that can expand and meet the needs and the requests of people in the library or in the area.
And I have to say, I echo it. I pay the OTC tax, and I have yet to actually ever been in that building over there. But I understand the importance that it plays in the role of our small community. But we continue to pay for that and service that. And I agree with Debbie on the availability, right, the library is a resource that a larger range of individuals can consume and use. Back to the thing, which is so wonderful, and I just want to say thank you for your diligence in working to try to get this going through. You know, we're looking at our timeline that we have established, and we're looking at, you know, we have to, you know, lean into you guys and get this approved so we can get it on the approval by the end of the month so we can get it on the ballot for August. And so I apologize our rush of, you know, towards you guys on, you know, like, where are we at on this? Because, you know, we're trying to really, we are diligent, as you guys have been, and we appreciate that. But diligent to really get this on the ballot. And
when we were first appointed, we were determined we were going to get it on April, and we knew we weren't ready. We know we are ready for August. We do have a directive from the Taney Hills Board of Directors, if you want to hand that out to them, that they passed yesterday, what will happen if the tax initiative fails. They are planning at closing the end of December of this year
and then
liquidating all of their assets.
I did listen to last week, and I think there was confusion on that last week when I went back and listened to the audio file. And they will be closing December of this year and liquidating the assets, obviously to liquidate the assets and donate it to a library-friendly nonprofit. It will take some time for them. But if in fact it does not pass, that is the plan. And here is...
If it does pass?
If it does pass, then we'll work on those vehicles I was talking about on how do we keep it alive and extend it through till we get public funded money. Because, like mentioned prior, there is a little bit of money that we have on the private library side, but it's, as you can tell based on, you know, we're borrowing money from savings to keep it open.
The backside of that has another copy that you got last week of their
Williams,
budget.
Will this be for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
On just a side note, mm-hmm. from another shirt I used to wear where you said you pay the OTC tax.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't begrudge your neighbor. Many times, 80% of the tax right now is a school tax. Of course, it'll change every time you add a new levy to the tax bill.
Absolutely.
But many, many retired people I would have, say.
Exactly.
I don't, my kids don't go to school, I don't ever have anything, but I pay that, they didn't understand paying that. But once a tax is on the bill, it's a tax, and it's absolutely to support the community.
Community.
The school that's there.
And so, my kids don't go to Branson, but I pay taxes on...